أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وله من في السماوات وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us that whatever He has created in the heavens and the earth, He has not created all of these things without purpose. And He has not created them for amusement and for entertainment. But all these creatures and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been brought into existence to make us realize that there is a being, a supreme divine being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, who had the ability to bring the creation into existence. So the very creation of Allah is a clear enough sign and proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does indeed exist. In the following ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the malaika, the angels of Allah azza wa jal, and their presence in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ibadat, the acts of worship that they are involved in. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Ayah number 19 of Surah Anbiya. Allah said, to Allah alone belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ And those who are near Him, those who are in the presence of Allah, referring to the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah says they are never arrogant against the worship of Allah. Never will they display any form of arrogance. Those who disbelieve in the existence of Allah and who believe that whatever we see is a result of coincidence and of nature, then they are arrogant. They do not worship Allah and they do not want to accept that there is an Allah because of their arrogance. Otherwise, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a clear enough evidence to prove the existence of Allah. So Allah says, but the angels, لا يستكبرون عن عبادتي. They are never arrogant against the worship of Allah. ولا يستحسرون. And they are never sluggish when it comes to fulfilling the ibadah and the worship of Allah. So generally we learn there are two things that prevent people from worshipping Allah. And these two things are not found in the malaika. What are they? One is arrogance. A person, because of his arrogance and his pride, he will reject the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will fail to bow down and prostrate before Allah. One is his arrogance. Number two, sluggish. Because he is sluggish, lazy, and there is no drive within him in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, none of these two aspects that generally prevent people from worshipping Allah are found in the angels. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ Allah says they declare the purity of Allah. They are making the tasbih of Allah, constantly remembering Allah and worshipping Allah night and day. لَا يَفْتِرُونَ They never, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they says about the malaika, they never slacken. They never become lazy. They never become tired. They are constantly and ceaselessly engaged in the tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once Abdullah ibn al-Harith, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the commentary of this verse, or when he heard this verse, he recited this verse, he came to Ka'b al-Ahbar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, how is it possible for the angels to continuously, without a break at all, and engage in the tasbih of Allah? How is that possible? And they have all the other tasks and they have all the other duties. How is it that they carry out both of these things, engaging in the worship and the tasbih of Allah and fulfilling their task? So he said that, oh Abdullah, do you have any difficulty in breathing all the time? While you are engaged in other tasks, does breathing impede your engagement? Does breathing prevent you from doing whatever else you want to do? He said, no, I cannot do without breathing. He said, the way breathing comes to us, that is how tasbih comes to the malaika. That is how they make the tasbih of Allah, subhanAllah. So ceaselessly, it never ends. They are continuously making tasbih and tahmeed and the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah does not need any other creature or creation of these to worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need a single one of us to worship Him. If we do not, we are the losers. If we do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not affect the worship of Allah in any way, because there are billions of other creatures and creations of His that are continuously worshipping Him. Our worship of Allah is a privilege that we enjoy. Our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ni'mah and a bounty from Allah, not a favor that we are conferring upon Allah, but a favor that Allah has conferred upon us. أَمِتَّخَذُوا آلِهَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ هُمْ يُنْشِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they taken unto themselves gods from the earth that will raise up the dead? They have these gods, they have these idols that they worship, they engage in shirk. Even nowadays and age, so many people engage in shirk, false gods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have all these gods and they worship these gods and they believe in all these gods. Are these gods going to raise up the dead? Do they have the power to even do that? They don't. Obviously they do not. How can they take them as gods? لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَمْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسِدَتَا. Then you have certain ideologies, certain religions, certain creeds that advocate that there are more than one God. That there is more than one God in the heaven. So you have a God for this, and you have a God for that, and you have a goddess, and these different types of gods that they have invented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to use common sense. When you have two people of authority, let's take it in terms of our understanding. You have two people of authority. Definitely, there will be some disagreement on certain issues. Right? Very often, there will be disagreement on certain issues. You find even two partners in one single business venture. Every now and again, there will be a clash of ideas. Every now and again, they will find it difficult to agree on an issue, and it leads to disorder, it leads to things getting disorganized, and it leads to corruption at times. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can they claim that there is more than one God in the heavens? لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had there been another God in the heavens and the earth besides Allah, لَفَسَدَتَا. Both would have fallen apart. The earth and the heaven would have fallen apart in disorder, because there would have at some point been a disagreement between the gods regarding the workings and regarding the planning of whatever happens in the heaven and the earth. But subhanAllah, purity belongs to Allah. Pure is Allah, the Rabb, the Lord of the Arsh. He is pure from all that which they describe. So many things are described and said about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is above it all, and He is pure of all that which they describe and all that they attribute to Him. لا يسأل عما يفعل. Allah is never questioned about what He does. This is something we need to learn and understand. We can never ever question any decision of Allah. Whatever the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, whether it is related to my personal life, whether it is related to my physical body, whether it is related to my wealth, whether it is related to my children, whether it is related to my extended family, it is related to my community, it is related to the ummah, it is related to the entire world. Whatever the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, whether it is in the form of a war, whether it is in the form of a natural disaster, whether it is in the form of a plague, whether it is in the form of a disease, whatever it may be, la yus'al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never ever questioned about what He does. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. But they will be questioned. Every single one of us, we will be questioned about every single thing that we do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Have they taken other gods besides Allah? قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Say to them, give your proof, provide your evidence. You have taken other gods besides Allah. Show us where is the evidence of these gods. What do they do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given enough evidence and proof to prove and establish His existence. The entire creation is here to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You claim there are other gods. You associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give me one evidence. What have they done? What have they created? What powers do they have? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, give you evidence and give you proof. هذا ذكر من معي. Allah says, tell them about the Quran, that this is a reminder for those who are with me and a reminder for those who came before me. بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق. But most of them do not know the truth. فهم معرضون. So they turn away from it. May Allah grant us understanding.